here, the world famous Phil Henry Show. That's groovy, man.
That's Kanye West. They just had a baby.
Oh, they just had a baby. Anyway, Kanye West there with Black Skinhead. So that's, and welcome back to our program.
That's the kid.
Oh, that's the kid. Anyway, I'm joking around there, Kanye and your lady Kim. Good job. Way to do it. Way to knock it out of the park. All right. I was going to mention something about reality shows. I forget now. There are any number of them, and as reality shows go, you know, they are what they are. I mean, they're sort of rehearsed, as we've often said. But the Kardashians, man, they whatever it takes to make one of those shows go, they got it. They got it.
Well, a lot of people think it's because the Kardashians are so degenerate, so wonderfully degenerate. But you know what I like about the Kardashians? They always invoke God. They believe that God is great. That, yes, they're wealthy, but isn't God wonderful? I don't know what I'm trying to say.
I think there's something about invoking God and your wealth. You know, if I'm poor and things aren't going good, and there's a rich guy saying, man, God sure is groovy, my thought will be the following thing. They must be really good people if God's giving, like the Kardashians. They always talk about how great God is.
Yeah, well, talk about God. What's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with it, bud. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it, but if I'm the Kardashians and I'm talking about how great God is and I'm rich, and then I'm some schlub who's poor, and I look at it, I go, well, wow, the Kardashians must be making God happy, doing good things. You know, God digs them. And what is that, you know?
Well, they are being very, you know, they love their family.
Great, okay, but put that one in their plus column. What else?
Phil, I don't know. You know, I don't know. I mean, if you're asking me why does God reward people, I don't know.
I'm not even asking you if you believe in God. I'm not even making the statement that I believe in God. I'm just wondering, for those people that do believe in God, and the Kardashians are saying that God is so groovy and God did all this for me.
Yeah, well, God did a lot of stuff for them. And then also, too, they did bad stuff.
Well, what bad stuff? Whatever bad stuff they did, man, is outweighed by the good stuff that they did.
Well, you got Kim Kardashian walking around with a big butt, you know.
And God lets her get away with that. And I'm not trying to be funny either. I'm saying that any other woman with excuse my language, ladies, and if there are children in the room, I'd ask them to leave. Phil, would you do that?
Well, why can't you? You're the one.
Would you do that?
If you have children in the room, would you ask them to leave? Okay?
Yes, thank you. What I'm saying to the ladies is, if your ass is that big, you have to conclude, you must conclude, that God finds grievous fault with your life and what and who you are. I know I would. If I woke up and my ass looked like that, I would think that God was very displeased with me and that he was getting ready to send me to hell, to the horned one.
With the big ass and everything, huh?
I'm not making a joke here, Phil.
I understand, but I must say, there are a lot of men that find, with the big ass on Kim Kardashian, some guys think that that's very attractive.
Yeah, the kind of men that think, I'm sorry for saying this, but the kind of men that thinks that Kim Kardashian's rear end is attractive, they're degenerates, all right? And they've got one thing on their mind, and I know you're one of them, Phil, and so don't even go there with me. I'm talking about normal, healthy women. Look in the mirror. You get out of bed. You look in the mirror. Last night, you had a trim, tight little butt. And this morning...
It's huge.
It's a big yes. It's huge. God is punishing you.
What are you crying for? Margaret, why are you crying?
You don't understand.
God's, what do you think, it's cancer? God, listen to her, will you?
Well, come on, Miss Redding.
You don't understand. I say a novena every day. I praise.
So you wake up with a big ass.
Have you ever had leukemia? Have you ever had?
Well, it doesn't sound to me like waking up, if you're a female and you wake up with a big ass.
The same thing, Mr. Henry, is that you might as well wake up with a brain tumor.
Yeah.
Oh, get out of here before I throw you out. For you to even say something like that, I ought to kick your ass on principle alone.
Why?
A brain tumor.
Blah, 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 butt tumor. Shut up, man. That's serious. I'm going to shut up. Tell me to shut up.
Yeah, it's more likely she's got an ass tumor. What do you think of that?
So you think it's real funny, huh? Phil, if I woke up with an ass like that, and you know how much I love my husband and son, I'd walk into the Pacific Ocean.
Oh, yeah.
Would you, ladies and gentlemen, take note of the fact that Mr. Henry is laughing at the fact that I am contemplating suicide were I to have
Kim Kardashian's ass. You'd walk into the Pacific Ocean. Well, one good thing about having an ass like that, you wouldn't sink. Probably acts like a damn life preserver. What are you guys getting all serious for? Why is everybody serious?
Let's talk about God.
Let me tell you something about God. I believe the following thing. I believe what Thomas More said. Thomas More said, if you do your conscience, you will go to heaven. And remember what he said to these bishops? He said, if I do not do my conscience, and I sign an oath of allegiance to King Henry VIII, and you do your conscience and sign an oath of allegiance to Henry VIII, I go to hell, and you go to heaven.
What?
I don't know. That sounded really good, though.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's Mr. Phil Henry with a hell, going to hell with Thomas More. Hey.
Thank you. All right, bud, that's enough.
Right.
We'll be right back here on a world-famous Phil Henry show with Justin McElroy, Jeff Dowder, R.C. Collins, and a whole lot more here as we continue on for this Thursday night. Our website is philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com. We're going to be at the L.A. Podcast Festival. That is going to be on October the 5th, and that ought to be a hoot. That ought to be a hoot and a half, baby. And it will be a Bobby Dooley podcast. So if you've never seen Bobby in action as she interviews some of the great stars of our time, and Bobby has interviewed the likes of Henry Rollins. She's interviewed the likes of Patty Arquette. She's interviewed the likes of Chris D'Elia, and Joel McHale, Sugar Ray Leonard. That's been some of the great names in all of entertainment. And Bobby will be interviewing yet another there at the L.A. Podcast Festival. So join us out there for that. Next week at the NAB. Oh, and coming up this weekend, and we also are going to talk this hour with Ted Bell and Steve Bozell, it is almost the NFL Game of the Week. Almost the NFL Game of the Week with Ted Bell and Steve Bozell debuting Sunday on Phil TV. Audio only, but it will be carried audio on Phil TV this Sunday. Back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. Justin McElroy is going to be joining us here in a second. Justin's doing a paper. I've always find it interesting because as a pops, you know, at one time of high school students, it was always interesting to know what the kids were involved in terms of study. And I never really had too many conversations with the kids where they were saying, well, there's this really heavy project we're doing and this and that and this and that. Obviously, there were things that came to my attention. For instance, we had a conversation with a biology teacher who, while teaching evolution, was himself a creationist.
Oh, I would not stand for that.
No. Hold on for a minute. A man's entitled to have his opinions. He did teach evolution, and he did teach the standard by which a high school student, at least in the state of California, I don't know about the rest of the country, I'm sure it's the same, qualifies for entry into a University of California campus. You have to have a certain number of subjects, and you have to have covered them thoroughly, and you can't be fooling around with creationism. I don't want to offend anybody, but, you know, it's always kind of, that was the most controversial thing that I think happened in high school. And I actually called the guy, you know, I was a real pain in the ass as a dad, and I've learned so much.
Well, what do you think? Why do you say that?
Well, I mean, you know, I'm being big Papa Bear. I should have let Maria take care of it, you know? They were my stepkids. But I did. I called him. I said, now, you know, I'm on the phone with the guy. The guy was very, very nice man. Very nice man. He was a Christian, and he believed what he believed. Justin McElroy from Canyon High School in L.A. Canyon High. So, Justin, how are you tonight?
Yeah, I'm doing really good, Mr.
And what is happening with your schooling?
Well, we wanted to, you mentioned for me to come on and talk about the Golden Triangle on your program tonight.
Yeah, the Golden Triangle is something you're learning in biology, right?
Yeah, it's sort of got, it's famous because you can go online and you can look up the program, but the Golden Triangle is the where your head, where your face needs to be. And what I'm trying to find out right now is the correct way to say it. And Mr. Schumacher, who's our biology teacher and is leading us through this, said about the Golden Triangle that your face needs to fit inside of the Golden Triangle.
Your face needs to fit inside. What is the Golden Triangle?
The Golden Triangle is a theoretical triangle of measurements that your face needs to fit into in order to be considered good-looking or to be considered, you know, acceptable to, like, your opposite sex and everything.
When you say acceptable, what exactly are we talking about? Is this a database of some kind?
Well, yeah. It turns out that down through the years of man being on the planet Earth, and anyway, your face has to have certain measurements in order for it to be considered handsome or pretty. And what the faces that have been considered handsome are have these measurements.
Okay, so down through the years, what we consider to be a handsome or beautiful person has a certain kind of a dimension.
Yes, sir.
To their face.
Yes, sir.
And what is the Golden Triangle? That space?
Yeah, it's the space in which the measurement of the face would fit. And I was getting ready to present my... we had a team, in fact, our senior class team, that in advance of the biology midterm, we had our senior class team, both boys, you know, male and female, and the females had volunteered for the golden triangle pad that we had created. And it was a kind of an entertaining way of presenting a paper, you know?
Okay, I'm not sure I understand.
Well, you got suspended, right?
Yeah, we got suspended.
You got suspended for what?
You tell about the Golden Triangle.
Yes, sir.
Well, this is Robert. Hey, Justin, man, I called you up today. You remember?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I remember. Robert, you were asking me about the Golden Triangle pad. I said I don't have any because the girls had them.
Yeah. See, the Golden Triangle pad, I called him up and said, you gotta explain what that is to Mr. Henry, otherwise he's not going to know, okay?
Oh, yes, sir.
Well, what is the Golden Triangle pad? Why are you suspended?
All right. In order for your face to fit into the Golden Triangle, if your face is good-looking enough...
Let's tell the audience, we're talking about biological factors, physiological, physiognomy. In other words, we're talking about the measurements between the eyes, correct?
Yes, sir, and also forehead and the width of the chin, things like that.
Okay. And all of these measurements fit within this Golden Triangle. That means that traditionally, based upon the data that we've amassed over the many thousands of years of what we consider to be a beautiful looking person or the beautiful visage of a human being, your face has to have a certain dimension.
Yes, sir. And what happened last week when we were going to present the Golden Triangle, myself and Ross Penson and Taylor McGee, we were going to use our faces to have them put into the Golden Triangle.
And you got suspended.
And we got suspended.
I don't understand, man. Why'd you get suspended?
Well, I mean, what we did was we sewed a Golden Triangle because, again, what we wanted to do is make it entertaining. And I had talked to my mom and I talked to my dad, and they said it was okay that we sewed a Golden Triangle into the, I guess you'd say, the crotch of three pairs of jeans that Mary McDonough, Susan Oliver, and her sister Terry would wear.
Yeah, so...
So in other words, these girls are wearing pants with a triangle at the crotch, and your faces have to fit into those. Shut up, bud.
Yes, sir.
Did you guys honestly think you were going to get away with this?
Well, Mr. Henry, first of all, we told the teacher we were going to do a humorous one.
Hold on. Do I have to break here, CJ? I'm sorry. CJ. Okay, I forgot whether we broke.
What do you mean break?
I'm talking to my engineer. I'm talking to, never mind, CJ. I'm talking to my engineer, okay? So you had your face. What? What are you telling me? Okay. You have your...
Mr. Henry, in order for your face to be qualified for the Golden Triangle...
What do you mean it's got to be qualified for the Golden Triangle?
Don't you understand? The guy's face got to fit in there.
I understand, bud. I'm talking to him, not you.
Well, yeah, but we did tell Mr. McMulder that it was going to be humorous to present it to the class in a humorous vein. And he had told us, whenever you make a presentation in my class, anyway, and Mr. McMulder said it, and my dad called him up and even asked him. And then my dad got off the phone. He goes, yeah, McMulder. And I go, see, Dad, see? And my dad still punished me.
Okay, so your father, even though he called up to take your side with this Mr. McMulder, got off the phone.
Yeah, he got off, and he knew that McMulder had said what he said, but my dad goes, well, still, you're going to be grounded and everything, and took the computer. My dad took out the computer keyboard and everything, but, well, I better not say.
I used to do that with my kids. Did you figure a way to use the computer?
No. How are you going to use it without a keyboard?
Well... R.C. Collins is going to be joining us in a couple of minutes. We're talking with Justin McElroy about the Golden Triangle. I thought it would be a very interesting topic because it has to do with the physical appearance of humans, and that we have been able to now take certain dimensions of the physical face, and you can actually put this into a computer program and come up with the exact dimensions that other humans find attractive, that a female might find attractive in a man or vice versa, or men in each other, women in each other. We've got enough information now where we can take that those physical dimensions and fit them into what is called the Golden Triangle. Now, we get to your part of the story, which is totally juvenile, and I hope you understand that.
It is absolutely... I'm a mother. Justin, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm a mother. If my son had done something like that and said, Mom, would you put on these pants?
I didn't ask my mom to do it.
Well, what I'm saying is, you didn't ask your mother?
No, I'm not going to ask my mother. There's only the only older women that you even, in my life, my mom's friends are very, very loose. You know, they act in a loose way. And you probably in your mind could see the Golden Triangle on their butt. But I would never do that because it's gross.
Yeah, let's quit talking about adult women, Margaret.
I'm just saying, how dare you? What do you think I'm saying?
Forget about the adult women. He's talking about his schoolmates, the girls his age, wearing pants. Who put this Golden Triangle on these pants?
We chalked it out. I mean... Mary McDonough put on the pants, and we had the yellow chalk, so she bent over, well...
She bent over? She bent over what?
Well, it doesn't matter what you bend over.
She bent over and you guys chalked it out?
Yeah, we took the dimensions of what the Golden Triangle would be on the butt, and we chalked it out on the butt.
Why are you guys using a girl's butt and crotch?
Because of the humor aspect of it, and what we told Mr. Bingmer.
All right. I understand your father is there, Justin. Is that right, Mr. McElroy? Is it Daryl McElroy?
Yeah.
May I speak with him?
Hi.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes, Mr. Henry. How are you?
Good. Your son's a good kid. He's been on our show before.
Well, Justin appreciates being on the program with you, and he's been punished by his mother and I, and he's very sorry. And I can tell you, though, that he has a great deal of respect for you, Mr. Henry. We get a kick out of listening to you.
Thank you very much, sir. Can you tell me what, you know, when Justin got punished for this and he told you that he'd been chalking out this, he had chalked out this triangle on this girl's butt, what did you do?
Well, we were fortunate enough to have the young lady. I happen to know the McDonoughs very well. They are friends of ours. We socialize with them. And we had the young lady over to the house. We had a couple of the kids here because we wanted to get to the bottom of it.
Could you hold on, sir?
I certainly can.
All right, that's Daryl McElroy, Justin's father, and we're talking to him about, we're talking about this Golden Triangle situation that was a biology assignment that got them kicked out because the Golden Triangle is something into which your face must fit, and they put a Golden Triangle on the butt and crotch of a pair of girls' jeans. You know, we'll be right back, Phil Andrews Show. God.
Well, it serves you right, Phil.
It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. On the phone with us from Northern L.A. County is Justin McElroy. Justin is a high school senior, and he was a part of a project. It was a high school biology project that he'd been assigned, and that was to do research on something called the Golden Triangle. The Golden Ratio is what we found since, but the kids are calling it the Golden Triangle. This is, as I've attempted to explain, it is a measurement, a biological measurement, a physiological measurement that... Bud, turn that off, please.
I'm sorry. It calms me.
Turn... I don't give a damn if it... What is with him?
Talk about calming him down.
It calms me down.
Well, isn't that... Go into another room and listen to it.
What is the music? Well, that is very peaceful.
Will you turn that... What is it with you? Got all of a sudden got anxiety attacks or something?
No, I just thought it sounded cool. Okay, I'm ready.
I'm doing the show, see?
Yes, sir.
You're not doing the show.
Yeah,
whoa, 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 hold on. You're not doing the show, and you're not doing the show. You doing a show, Margaret?
Well, no, Phil,
But wait a minute. Then you don't just push any old button and play anything you want.
Well...
Yeah, that's how it is, man. I'm the guy that pushes the buttons. I play what I want to play.
I'm sorry.
I don't know where you guys are getting your head of steam here, but it better end, and it better end this week, or I will fire everybody and start all over again. Do you understand?
Yeah, but the guy...
Wait a minute. Do you understand? I'll fire you, you, and you, Margaret.
My husband is an attorney, Phil.
I couldn't care less if he's... I don't care if he's Solomon. I don't care if he's Solomon, king of the world... I'll fire you, too. The next time I hear anybody firing buttons off while I'm trying to say something...
It
calms him down.
I don't care if it calms him down. It's driving me nuts. Do you want to be calm as you go to your grave?
Well, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, then go ahead and play that, because it'll calm you down as I strangle you. Do you want that?
Mister, can I just say one thing, Phil? I don't want to be out of line.
Go ahead.
Well... He was talking about the other day that he got nervous, so doctor said play music. So that's what he's doing.
In the middle of my show, he's playing music.
Oh, you can hear that.
Yeah, I can hear it. It's in my headphones. Are you an idiot or something? Don't you understand that I can hear everything you're doing through the board? I can hear it right into my headphones.
But it ain't going on the air.
Yes, it is going on the air.
Oh, so that's how... That's the button there, bud, see?
Yeah. If you push this...
Don't touch that stuff, man. If it happens again, all three of you are fired.
Now, that's not fair. If he does something, why do I get fired?
Because I just want to do that. Because I'm cruel. Because I'm mean. Because I'm not fair.
And you admit it.
I admit it. I admit it before my audience. I'll fire all three of you if he hits one more button. All three of you go. Because I'm a cruel, mean man. And that's the way I like it. That's the way it's going to be. And I will laugh, and I'll sing, and I'll skip, and I'll giggle after I fire all three of you. Okay?
You'll laugh and skip and giggle.
Yes. Laugh and skip and giggle.
You put that in writing?
No, I'm not going to put it in writing. You're just going to have to trust me that I'll laugh and skip and giggle. Justin, are you there?
Yes, sir. I recorded it, Mr. Henry, so...
Yeah, it's recorded. We've got a logger tape. So if I renege, then you can go back to the tape and listen and hear me say that I'll laugh and skip and giggle.
Well, if you don't laugh and skip and if you don't laugh and giggle and skip,
what order?
Oh, come on, will you? All right, so in any event, back with Justin McElroy, you guys have got to be putting me on.
I'm just saying, I have a tape of it. If you gaff and lip and skiggle, I mean,
if I laugh and I skip and I skiggle, if I laugh...
Did you stab?
You know, I've never worked with people that make me question my own species. In other words, I'm not even sure I'm human. I may be a dog. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't, Phil. I think that's very, very...
I think there's something wrong with you, Mr. Henry.
Well, maybe there is something wrong with me. I'm saying to you that I will staff...
And squiggle.
Giggle, not squiggle.
Yeah, that's what I've got. I've got it on the logger tape.
That's great. You've got it on logger tape. We've got it on tape here. I just said it. You've heard it a million times. I don't care if I did say skiggle. I'm going to giggle. And even if I do giggle and I'm skiggling, see?
What's that?
I don't know. As long as you guys are all upset about it.
Well, Phil, no one's upset. We just simply wanted to clarify some things.
Yeah, so you don't get to push buttons in the middle of the show. And if anybody does, you're all fired. All three of you are now going to pay the price for one person's screw-up. That's the way they do it in the military. You know? Ain't you seen those movies?
Yeah, I saw that one movie.
Yeah. In the movie where the guy says, oh, okay, so all of you guys are going to get a kid. That's what I'm going to start doing here. Now, Justin, getting back to your father, Daryl, is there. So I guess I ought to talk to him, huh?
Yeah, my dad's right now. He's making a tuna. He said to tell you that he's making a tuna fish sandwich. And he's... heating up some soup, and then he'll come back.
Oh, okay.
Well, Phil, the man's having something to eat.
I understand. He was on the radio with me.
Well, he says he's making a tuna fish from scratch, so he's making it with mayonnaise. And I know, man. I don't like mayonnaise either. My dad does.
Your dad? Tell your dad mayonnaise is like spoo.
All right. So, Justin, getting back to what happened at school... You guys were studying the Golden Triangle. The human face has to fit within the Golden Triangle. You got three pairs of girls' pants.
These were pants that the girls donated.
Okay, these are the three girls that were on your team, right?
Yeah, three guys and three girls.
Okay, so there's six people on your biology team. The girls put on these pants, and then what?
You're an adult. You want to hear all about it? Like, it gives you kicks?
Justin, it's not giving any of us...
It's not giving me kicks. Let me talk to your dad.
I told you he's making a...
I don't care if he's making a tuna fish. Let me talk to your dad.
You're blowing it, Phil.
No, I'm not blowing it. You got... Mr. McElroy?
Yeah, hi, Phil. It's Daryl McElroy.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I know you were making a tuna fish sandwich.
Oh, no, it's all right. I was just getting ready to finish it up, Bob.
Okay, your son... is acting, your son's a little rude here. He's asking me questions. He's, in other words, I'm trying to find out about this Golden Triangle.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Maybe you can tell me then, because your son seemed to infer that I was getting my kicks.
I'm very sorry. You know, it's not right of you to say that, Justin. I'm talking, what do you want to know, Mr. Henry? I'm very happy to answer your question.
All right. I want to know how the kids eventually got thrown out. I can well imagine, but I'd like to know how this all came down in front of the class.
Well, what my understanding was that Daryl and the girls, as Mary Monahan and a couple of the others, they decided that they put the Golden Triangle by drawing it there in the crotch area and the inner thigh area of these pants. The girls would put these pants on, and then the boys would put their heads basically on the seat of a chair, staring up. With the chin jutted up, so it up in a position to, as Justin said, what did you say, Justin?
To receive the triangle.
To receive the triangle, whatever that means. And so, this embarrasses me.
I understand, sir.
It embarrassed his mother. It embarrassed the Monahan family. The DeRussells were not that embarrassed, and I'm still questioning. They were embarrassed, but not as much. And I'm still questioning that.
What do you think that is?
Well, they're Italian people and pride themselves on certain aspects of the female form. I don't know. But shut up, Justin. I'm telling my son to shut up and go and fix the rest of the salad that I'm making. I want more mayonnaise in the tuna. I want more mayonnaise in the tuna. I don't care. I'm sorry, Phil.
Okay.
Dad.
Yes, I want more mayo. Put more mayo. Put half the jar of mayonnaise in that tuna. I want it creamy. Yes. I don't even want to know that there's tuna in the mayonnaise.
Wow.
I'm sorry?
Nothing. I mean, I like mayonnaise. That's a lot of mayo.
I love mayonnaise. Mayonnaise makes the tuna fish sandwich, don't you think?
Yeah. I mean, it's there's salt and...
Yes, that's right. I want so much mayo in there, I can't find the tuna.
Sir, why don't you just eat spoons of mayonnaise?
Because it's a tuna fish sandwich. I love tuna.
But you don't want to know what's in there.
No, I don't want to know. I don't want it bothering me. I don't want my perception bothered by the tuna. I want the creaminess of the mayo.
All right, so in any event, your son goes to school.
My son went to school with the other kids, and the girls put on these golden triangle slacks. Justin addressed the class and said, you can determine whether or not your face fits within the golden ratio parameters and dimensions by simply taking the human face, the measurements of the human face, and seeing if that, in fact, is affected. And I believe the boys did a demonstration on the chalkboard, to which the teacher was very satisfied, this Mr. McMultry. As the final demonstration, the boys said, but in point of fact, let's see how it works in real life. They sat on the floor and leaned their heads back so that they were resting their heads on the seats of the chairs. The girls then approached the boys from the front. Again, Mr. Henry, I apologize for this.
Well, I can well imagine, you know.
Do you want me to go on?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, well, the girls approached the boys, then they turned so that the boys' heads were and their bodies were in the same direction as the girls, and that's when they sat down the triangle on the faces, and there was another team member that would then measure.
Now, this is obviously a vulgar demonstration.
Absolutely, yes. Yes, it is. Make the mayonnaise sandwich. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. If you say no, it isn't one more time, Justin. It was vulgar, yes, Phil.
Okay, and what did the teacher do?
Well, this Mr. McMultry said, all right, stop what you're doing. I want all six of you in Mr. Ragatone's office, who is the principal. And it was there that I was informed, I was brought in and informed that they had been suspended.
What is the explanation, and can I talk to Justin now?
Mr. Henry, I don't care. Damn your hide, there's tuna here, tuna here, tuna here. Damn your hide. Damn your hide to hell. It's tuna, tuna, tuna. I see it. It's the evidence of tuna. Talk to me. Yes, sir.
Well, I don't mean to get you in trouble.
It doesn't make any difference now. I am in trouble.
All right, hang on, and we're going to...
Okay, I'll hang. I'll just go into the kitchen and have my dad slap my face. That's okay.
Well, Phil, what are you going to do now? You've got this kid in a pile of trouble.
Yeah, all on account he tried to get his face in the golden quadrant.
Why don't you shut up? The golden quadrant.
Sounds pretty golden to me.
All right, we'll be right back on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com, as we continue this fantastic conversation here about the golden ratio, the golden triangle, the golden quadrant, whatever the hell it is. Justin McElroy and his classmates who were doing a biological test, and apparently this biological test turned out to be quite a test, all right. A test as to whether they're going to stay in high school or not. The world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com, 855-507-445. All right, the world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. And by the way, we are excited beyond all measure, man. We are excited beyond all measure because we are on the air, back on the air in Salt Lake City. Bud... Give me the name of the station we're on, man. Well, we're back on the air in Salt Lake City, and we're very, very happy because we were just talking here about Salt Lake City, and maybe somebody back at the control can... Oh, here we are. Where are my glasses? We were just talking about KLO AM and FM in Salt Lake City starting tonight. Thank you, thank you, thank you. God bless. We'll work as hard as we possibly can. We'll die here if we have to. We'll die here. We'll die at the controls, most likely. You realize that if we ever have an EBS alert, which means that there is a nuclear attack of some kind, and stay tuned to this station. You know who they're staying tuned to?
Who?
Me!
Well, you gotta go out and go to a bomb shelter.
I ain't going to any bomb shelter. I'm the guy that's gotta stay here.
Well, it's been nice knowing you. I don't.
Yeah, nice knowing you.
Yeah, thanks. So you guys can bitch all you want. But if I'm sitting there saying, well, you know, the EBS, then stay tuned to the station. Like, remember in Night of the Living Dead, Bud, that you were so afraid of?
Yeah, well, everybody's afraid of it.
Okay, remember the guy saying, stay tuned to this station, and we'll tell you where to go as these ghouls attack?
Yeah.
That guy had to stay there as the ghoul attack was on.
You tell me that guy wasn't able to leave?
Well, of course he could leave.
No, what do you mean, of course he can leave? Didn't he just say to the people, we're going to stay on the air?
Well, what about someone else filling in?
Oh, that's right. Get in your car and drive through the ghouls to get to the TV station to go on the air and talk about the ghoul attack? Is that how it works?
I don't know how it works, Phil. I would imagine.
They'd probably send out security to help to escort them through the ghoul.
Oh, that's what they do. Sure. They'd send out security. And who's that? That's another guy that doesn't get to run for shelter. That's another guy with wife and kids and a house. But he doesn't get to go into the shelter. He's got to escort some guy through the ghoul attack. And that guy has got to go on the air and talk about the ghouls. So those of us in the broadcasting business, we are at the bitter end, man, of the food chain. We're at the edge of civilization, at the edge of the very existence of the human race. We stand here to give you the information, even as the ghoul pounds on the front door or uses the bell.
What do you mean use? I don't think a ghoul.
But ghoul's not going to use a doorbell.
Oh, that's right. They'll knock.
Well, I mean, don't be silly.
You're right. Why am I being silly? You guys with your ghoul stuff.
Well, you are talking about it.
I'm talking about it because you're cracking me up. You guys with this, you nuts with this Walking Dead. I told you, man, the EBS, the emergency broadcasting system, I'm the guy. I have to stay. I have to make the announcement. I got to say, hey, here's where you got to go. Hey, here's where you go. Like that guy on TV. And for those of you who want to know where there's a good ghoul haven, go over here to this street and that street. That poor bastard, he had to sit in that TV station.
No, yeah, a lot of other guys there, man. You can see guys in the background writing up the ghoul report.
Yes, there were people doing, well, I don't know if they call it the ghoul report, but...
You know, they probably called it the ghoul report. But there's guys like me all over the country as those ghouls attacked, and they had to hold down the fort, you know? They had to hold down the radio station. So that's what's going to happen with me. So quit your bitching and your crying and your complaining. You got a great gig, and if there's a ghoul attack, you can all haul ass in Margaret's SUV.
I don't have the SUV tonight. I have the sedan, but it would fit us.
Oh, yay, great.
Well, don't be bitter, Phil. You're the one that has to stay.
Would you drive over the ghouls?
What are you asking me, these stupid... Ask these two. They're the ones that want to.
I would. I'd haul ass over top of the ghoul.
I would, too.
Yeah, but it makes sense.
Except for that one guy I saw in that one movie. They hit the ghoul and cut him in half, but the upper half of the body kept crawling toward the guy.
Would you stop, please?
Sorry. All right. So anyway, great to be back on the air in Salt Lake City. It is a beautiful, beautiful thing. On the line with us, talking about something that is beyond belief, is Justin McElroy from L.A. Canyon High School, where they were studying the golden ratio, which is a set of dimensions that the human face, in order to be considered, or at least traditionally to be considered beautiful or handsome, the human face falls within these dimensions. This is something that has been studied by physiognomists and physiologists, and now it is available actually as a program, a computer program. In studying this, they find that these physical dimensions fall within a certain golden ratio, or triangle, if you will. Justin McElroy and his classmates drew this golden triangle on the crotch and the inner thigh area of female or girls' jeans, had their female classmates put them on, and then these girls sat down on your faces.
Yes, sir.
So you got a couple of laughs out of your classmates.
Well, I mean, it was more than that. I mean, the class, it was pretty much the funniest thing that a lot of people... Because what I said was, okay, because we did it militarily, we marched in. I go, you know, halt. I go, sit down. Yeah. I go, head or face, face it. And we leaned our heads back. We go, forward march. The girls marched in. And we go, about face. They turned, so... Their butts were, well, you know. And then I said, you know, triangle, you know, triangle me, and then...
Triangle me?
Yes, sir.
And all of this was a comedy routine.
Well, I mean, no, not really. I mean, yeah, it was, but it was also to show...
How is your classmate, how are they going to see whether or not your face is fitting into this golden triangle if the girls are, you know...
Phil, would you please?
Well, I'm trying to...
If when the girls got up, we had chalk on our faces, then they'd see that our faces squeezed over into the outside the triangle area. And then we had the girls bend over to show the class.
What was this teacher doing through this entire time?
Well, Mr., we call him Mrs. because he's, but Mr. McMurtry was sitting, and somebody told me that he was pretty much, you know, probably catatonic at that point. I mean, he was really scared. He was staring straight ahead. Someone said that they threw a spitwad at him just to see if he moved. He didn't move.
Well, was he conscious?
Oh, yes, sir, he was, but he was catatonia, or however they say that. And I went up to him and said, Mr. McMurphy, and I'm waving my hand. And then someone threw another spitwad at him, and then someone poured water on him. And it wasn't for a couple of minutes that he came around.
Because we heard that the man was hospitalized.
I didn't know that, sir.
Yeah. So he sees you guys, these girls sit in your face, you got chalk on your face, and you put your biology teacher in the hospital. Good luck, man. All right, guys, we're going to see you tomorrow night. We do appreciate very much you joining us here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We thank you, and thank you, Justin McElroy, all of our guests, for being with us. Bizarre is all I can tell you. Stay tuned. Our website will have the show log, and, of course, we will have for you, a podcast tomorrow. Phil Hendry Show.